Hi, you're on the air. Would you like to introduce tonight's program?
Hi, this is Lucas with the Sheaves. We're playing on WFMU on, what's the date again? The 21st at 3 p.m.
Okay, July.
You know, we're in New York City.
July 21st, you're playing live on the radio station here?
Yes, we are.
And what's the name of the band again?
The Sheaves. We're on Dot Dash Records.
The Sheiks?
Sheaves.
Sheaves.
No,
yeah,
Sheaves.
Like Sheaves.
Oh, Sheaves like thieves. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I have somebody...
With an SH, though.
Okay. I have somebody here who can help you with any information you need. Andy, what's your name again, Mr. Sheaves?
Lucas. I was just calling to plug our set for fun.
Lucas. Lucas from the Sheaves?
Yeah, Lucas from the Sheaves.
This is not Lucas from the Sheaves.
You
don't know anyone from the Sheaves.
I know Lucas now. A stranger is just a friend you haven't met yet. Am I right, Lucas?
That's probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Lucas, describe the music the Sheaves play. How would you describe it?
Sort of like cock rock.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh.
Clock rock.
Like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock rock.
Are you with some band? Are you with some bandmates? Are you with some bandmates at the moment?
Are we with what?
Are you with some bandmates, some other members of the band?
Yeah, we just made it into town.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're crossing the, we're in the Holland Tunnel right now.
Oh, good for you. And Lucas, do you let the bass player and the drummer have equal say in the band?
Of course.
He said, of course.
And Lucas... Andy. And
He said that he gives the bass player and the drummer.
But Lucas, you don't know what Lucas plays.
Lucas, what do you play?
I play the shaker.
He plays, yeah.
The mandolin.
And Ken, you're the station manager. What are you going to do about crowd control when the Sheaves are here live?
We have some orange cones. We have some metal gates. We can hire some rent-a-cops. We got it all figured out.
Okay.
Lucas, whose program are you playing on, by the way?
Whose program are we playing?
Paul Bruno.
Paul Bruno's program. Andy, you better tell him all about Paul Bruno.
Paul Bruno is a fictitious character that this guy just made up, as far as I know.
Well, I gave
a Don Quixote.
It's fun to make up. It's fun to pretend. It's fun to have imaginary friends.
I gave a show to a guy named Paul Bruno. Are you telling me that he pulled the wool over my eyes, too?
Oh, no. Then I was wrong. Then I stand corrected.
Okay.
Apparently, he's a real guy.
Yeah.
So you know, Ken and Lucas, you know I only get one show a week. I get 60 minutes a week.
Oh, Lucas, yeah, my co-host here, Andy Breckman, he only gets 1 hour a week.
The problem is,
we can leave you alone.
The problem is, Lucas, I just don't care about you and your career and your band is my problem. I'm just being completely upfront about it. So thank you very much for calling. I'm sure somebody will care. This guy, Paul, what's his name?
Paul Bruno.
He apparently is a fan.
Yeah.
You're in good hands.
Yeah. And Lucas, where can people follow up on the Sheaves music? Are you on Bandcamp, or how can people try?
Yeah, we're on Bandcamp, and our tour dates are listed there too.
If you want to see the Sheaves in person, and you're in Manhattan, get your ass down to the Holland Tunnel now. Now you have like 3 minutes, and you can see him drive by. Yeah.
Okay. And what day are the Sheaves performing on?
Doesn't matter.
Paul Bruno.
It so doesn't matter. No one cares. It so doesn't matter.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Lucas.
On behalf of my listeners,
we're moving on.
Yeah.
Tune into Paul Bruno.
Here we go. Thank you.
For the Sheaves.
Thank you.
Coming up a Sunday close to you. Andy,
God, you're an easy mark.
Andy,
these guys call and you give them 5 minutes of airtime.
I know that you forgot your gunny sack today.
Yeah, I did. I forgot my little... I forgot my little knapsack.
So I have a present for you.
Oh, good. You have gum? Oh, yeah, Purell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always
need some Purell for you.
I've been gopping this stuff on before, even before the lockdown.
Really? Even before COVID, you were using Purell like crazy.
Yeah, I was keeping that company alive. If I got sick, if I didn't buy it for a couple weeks went by, the president of the company would call me.
Hey,
is everything okay? Andy, you okay?
I think we have some Sheaves fans. Hi,
No, we don't.
Hi, you're on the air.
Dear God.
Hi, this is Alan.
Oh, hey, Alan. Are you in the Sheaves? You're the Sheaves manager.
I am on the Sheaves, yes. I'm the bassist for the Chiefs.
And do you feel like you get an equal say?
Honestly, not really. No.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah,
no
way.
Lucas is a bit of a tyrant.
Yeah, they.
Well, that's only because, and there's a reason for that. It's only because he's more talented than you. That's the only reason.
Yeah.
Okay, it's just not fair.
That's not fair.
It's not fair at all. God gave you less talent, and here you are. Now you have to pay the price. It just isn't fair.
And talent really doesn't matter when you're doing rock and roll.
Well, yeah,
exactly.
I've heard enough rock and roll to agree with that.
Yeah, you've got the accent. You've got the charisma.
Yeah. You've apparently
got
the
chicks as well. Yeah. The one who gets the most,
yeah.
And you've got the working. You've got the working cell phone. Works in the Holland Tunnel. That's impressive.
All right, well, so my friend Andy here only gets 1 hour a week, so we're going to go back to our show.
You should come to our show on the 21st.
Oh, I just remembered I have anything else to do that day. I'm so sorry.
What do you have to do?
Well, let me think. What day is it?
They came all the way from Phoenix.
What day is it?
Yeah, come all the way from
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
They're psych-tinged ramshackle DIY.
We'll leave it like this. I will try to make it, but don't wait for me. Just start without me if I'm running late.
Andy, do you like the fall? Do you like the fall? Do you like Swell Maps?
Are these other bands?
Then you would love the Sheaves. Okay,
with that. If you love the fall and you love Swell Maps, you'll love the Sheaves. I will agree with that.
Okay, good.
We concur.
I'm glad we agree.
Common ground.
Yes, good.
No question about that.
I wanted to end on an up note. Now
that's probably the biggest if in the history of the English language.
No, it's not.
Yeah, if you love the fall and you love Fall Map.
Swell Maps.
Yeah, Swell Maps.
Swell Maps turned into Fall Men?
I don't know.
Yeah, it turned into Fall Men. So anyway,
I get one. So, one show a week.
All right, we're not.
These guys are in some kind of Toyota in the Holland Tunnel, stuck in traffic.
They made it all the way. They made it all the way from Phoenix.
Nobody cares. Really, literally, nobody cares.
They've got a new record out now called A Salve for Institution, out now on Dot Dash Sounds.
Nobody told me they have a new record out on Dot Dash Sounds.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Okay, well, anyway, somebody apparently told you about TikTok.
Yeah, I overheard some kids talking.
Who told you about TikTok?
I overheard it. I was in a diner. They were in the next booth.
Yeah.
These are teenagers.
Right.
That's the market, Ken.
And what did they say?
They were just talking about TikTok videos that they saw.
Uh-huh.
And I realized I got to get me a piece of this, piece of this action.
What do you want?
Follow the money.
Oh, I see. You want to make money on TikTok.
Want to monetize it. How do you monetize it?
Okay. Well, we happen to have a TikTok expert with us
tonight. Yeah, we have Matt. We have Matt here from the staff.
That is a real stretch of the word expert.
Do you have a TikTok account, Matt?
I do. That's all it takes.
Have you launched a TikTok?
Have I made a video?
Yes.
I think I have like one or two videos posted.
How'd they do for you, buddy?
Not viral.
Not viral. What constitutes a viral TikTok?
I can say that mine is definitely not.
Okay.
It didn't get many likes. It didn't get many views.
Your sister checked it out. Yes.
You know, maybe hundreds of thousands.
100,000. Is that
of views?
Just give me a mark.
Millions.
Just give me a number.
I'd say 100,000.
I'd say if you get 100,000 views, you've like that.
I'm the first internet expert.
That's a lot of views.
Now, is there a check in the mail for 100,000 views?
That I'm not sure. I think there probably is something.
In the mail?
I mean, not. I don't.
Because I know
I've
FMU,
never had it. I don't know.
I know FMU has an account, right? Right.
Yes,
Ken?
We do. Yeah, Nadia was the admin for a while there.
Is admin the technical term for the person that is sitting in the big chair?
I guess
every account has an admin. Is that an actual account?
That's a name that you can use. Yep.
I think a lot of people like to use the word creator.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Creator. Yeah.
That's what I like to use.
But every account, obviously, there's somebody that's determining what content.
So today I'm the creator.
Okay. So we're going to pull the trigger. Now, here's my situation. I'm a funny guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to tell you guys that.
Oh, absolutely.
And I have occasionally ideas, jokes come to me.
Yep.
Like jokes for stand-up, but I don't know what to do with these jokes. Yep. I don't do stand-up.
Right, you don't have a job anymore.
I don't have a job anymore. Nobody will let me do stand-up.
That's right, since the incident.
Since the incident. Yeah. I've never been trespassed from so many clubs in one night. So I don't know what to do with these jokes. When I get a joke for a stand-up, I make a note of them.
Mm-hmm.
I put them in a little file.
You put them in your WordStar document.
I put them in a WordStar document, and when I die, it'll be deleted by someone. You know, looking for some looking to make room for some data space. So I had this idea for a TikTok video that I think could be pretty funny. Mm-hmm. Should I tell you the idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the idea. It would say on the screen, and you'd have to help me build this, Matt.
Yeah.
And then we'll launch it. Before the hour's up, we'll launch it, and we'll ask our listeners to, what do? They like it and repeat it. They resend
it. Yeah, you watch it. You can comment on it.
Oh, that's good.
You can like it. There's that little heart. You press the like.
Yeah, we have how many?
Share it.
How many people listening, Ken? 18, 19 people listening?
Absolutely. Yeah, maybe even 20.
20.
Yeah.
Close to 20. Well, that's a help. That's right.
That's more than most. That's more than the videos I got.
Okay. So if half of those, that's 10 likes. If half of those people pull their weight. So here's the video idea I had. It would say, the text would say, wait, I have to get it down because every word has to be exactly
every
right.
Word has to be every perfect.
Word,
right.
Every word has to be perfect.
This is a writer at work, my friend.
Girl hearing, it would say this on the screen. Girl hearing the Beatles, and Beatles, by the way, when you do this, Matt, mm-hmm. Beatles, it's going to make you laugh. It's not like the insect. It's B-E-A-T.
B-E-A-T?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's like a pun.
Yeah.
I never realized that.
Because John Lennon took the crickets, Buddy Holly and the crickets, and then he took it even further.
Oh, man.
He said, we're going to have an insect name, but we're going to have a cooler insect name.
Yeah, because it's the beat. The beat.
Anyway, girl hearing the Beatles.
I didn't know that.
For the first time. Really? You never realized?
It's a double entendre. Yeah.
I just thought they were being kind of sassy.
Oh, my God. Well, John Lennon, he was so clever.
I will tell you this, and no one can dispute this. Yeah. It might be the worst name for a band you've ever heard. The Beatles. I'm telling you, the Sheaves are a better name than the Beatles.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
The Sheaves. Coming to Paul Bruno Show July
21st. But because it's our reality is we grew up with them, and it's just part of our life.
New album on Dot Dash Sounds, by the way.
By the Sheaves?
Yeah.
If they can get out of the damn Holland Tunnel.
It's called A Sal for Institution.
Yeah, you know it's good. It's on Dot Dash Records. Okay, girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. It says that on the screen. And then it should say, and that should be in capital letters, and then another screen, her reaction is priceless. That's another screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've all seen these videos, right, Ken, of people hearing
famous
groups or watching
Music reaction videos.
Yeah, guy watching Pulp Fiction for the first time.
Yep.
Okay, so you've seen those. So it's girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. Her reaction is priceless, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to a 10-month-old baby.
Okay.
Crying. Hysterically crying, and we're blasting the Beatles behind the baby as if some negligent parent just turned up the stereo.
Oh, I see. The idea is that it's too loud. It's so loud that it's hurting their eardrums.
Yeah, that any baby would cry with any music.
So it's not that they hate the music.
No.
Interesting.
This is very deep.
Yeah, this baby would probably cry if you played 7-second delay for
that. Yeah.
So you're saying it's a volume joke.
Yeah, it's a volume joke.
It's a volume eardrum.
This is just too loud.
Yeah.
Eardrum
or
joke.
Really, it's a mentally challenged parent joke, really, is what it is.
So is priceless the best word?
Is that
the funniest word?
Yes, her reaction is priceless.
How about adorable?
No, I think priceless is the word. And
how about charming?
Yeah, maybe. Let's say maybe to that, Ken. No, don't.
Her reaction is charming.
Yeah, no, don't. Just ignore him. When Ken talks, just nod your head and say, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yeah, we'll try that. Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Let's try that.
I feel like a bass player.
Yeah.
Thank you for considering my ideas.
Yeah. You know what else works
for
Ken?
It's considered.
Here's another thing, Matt. I know you spend all day with Ken.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Ken. You've given us a lot to think about.
That's great.
That works with Ken.
I feel like the bass player for the Sheaves.
Yeah, you do. Thank you, Ken. Okay. So we have to build this video, and then we're going to launch it. So you were telling me before the show, mm-hmm. your advice, Matt, is that it'd be 60 seconds long.
Yeah, so I don't, like I said, I'm not an expert in this, but okay. I've
Well, maybe somebody
I've watched
out there,
a lot of TikTok.
But maybe somebody out there knows the mechanics.
From
of
what
TikTok.
I understand,
yes.
There's a couple of reasons why you want to have your video be 1 minute long.
Go ahead.
One, I believe 1 minute is where you start to get paid for your video.
Ah.
So if it's a minute long and you get a lot of views, then you get paid.
Let's do that. Okay.
Two, I think the algorithm pushes 1 minute videos more than shorter videos. Although I don't really know about that. So
that's if you know, give us a call at 201-209-9368.
Yeah, if you can help us. If you agree that it should be a minute long. I met the algorithm at a party last year in Santa Monica. Algorithm's an idiot.
Really?
Algorithm's an idiot. Yeah, 19-year-old.
It's the algorithm.
Yeah, yeah. Dropped out of Vassar College. She's an idiot.
Okay. She seems really smart.
Yeah, I know. She has a great PR team working. Okay. Girl hearing, or should it be a girl? A girl.
A girl.
A girl hearing.
The Beatles. With the Beatles. A, not two E's.
Yeah, for the first time.
For the first time.
Dot, dot, dot. And then the next screen, dot, her reaction dot, dot. Is priceless. Okay.
Adorable.
Yeah, maybe adorable.
All right, I'll consider it.
Yeah, consider it.
You've given us a lot to think about.
So can you start building that?
Yeah. So I actually.
So your advice was it shouldn't be on a, it shouldn't be a white letter it shouldn't be white letters on a black screen.
Well, I think the first couple seconds of a TikTok video are kind of important. Right?
Yes, of course.
So you gotta like see something
to grab them.
Unlike radio, they start at the beginning. You're not jumping in the
middle. You're seeing the beginning.
The first thing you see
is a bunch of words. You might as well be reading a book, right?
And
you got to have something.
Kids are not reading books.
No, I'm not.
No, I know.
I'm not a kid, though.
I know.
So I think some sort of video that if it can't be the baby.
I love that Matt is bragging about his illiteracy. For the record. For the record, Ken, don't even think that Matt is reading books.
No, definitely not reading any books.
Yeah, exactly, Ken. How dare you, Ken, even suggest.
I never said that.
Yeah, I know what
if
you were thinking.
If it doesn't have pictures, I ain't reading.
I didn't say anything about Matt reading books.
I mean, but that's...
You better not.
Hey, we have a call. It might be a member of the Sheaves. Let's check it out. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I really wanted to know if the Sheaves were named after Sheev Palpatine from Star Wars.
I believe so.
Yeah,
yes.
I think. Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Man, good ear, listener.
Yeah, Star Wars fans are very excited to see the Sheaves.
Sheev Palpatine.
Yeah.
That was from the Jar Jar Binks episode, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've given us a lot to think about.
Thank you. Can I play guitar now?
The Sheaves. I now have a new nemesis.
Hi, you're on the air.
I now have a new celebrity rivalry.
No, you don't want to give up your Don McLean.
Oh, hey, did you hear the new Don McLean single?
Oh, my God.
I heard about it.
Yeah, that he wrote for his ex-wife.
The Meanest Girl.
It's called The Meanest Girl.
If anybody has any doubts over who's in the right in the Andy Breckman versus Don McLean feud, go to YouTube and look up The Meanest Girl.
Well, that's one way to put it. Here's how I would put it. If anybody out there is considering dating Don McLean's ex-wife, hold on. I beseech you to first listen to McLean's new song.
And what I have to say is if anybody's considering dating Don McLean, check out his new single.
Apparently his ex-wife, Matt, is the meanest girl. The meanest girl. Can we play a little bit of it?
The meanest girl who ever lived.
The meanest girl who ever lived. And she's so ugly, she should wear her COVID mask all the time.
He says that?
Yeah, about his ex-wife. And this is a guy, they have two daughters. Isn't it heartbreaking?
That's so weird.
It is weird.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Ken. Andy, Matt.
Oh, hey, Zach.
Hey, Zach, do you know how TikTok works?
Yes.
Okay.
Matt's definitely right. You can't start with the text. You got a big hook.
That's it. I told you.
Big hook.
Remember, it's all scrolling. The entire interface is scrolling.
Yeah.
If you start with words, they're just going to, it takes 2 seconds, not even 2 seconds. When I'm flipping through videos, I see something not interesting. I don't even, it's gone already.
Yeah.
Right.
You have an attention span of a guppy.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, I know. And you're proud of it. I know.
Very proud.
Hey, tell Ken again how many books you've read this year.
Zero.
I never implied otherwise. I swear to God, I never meant to imply. Yeah.
If I didn't tell anyone I read a book.
And wait, now are you really ready? Are you ready for the real shocker? Hey, Matt, are you old enough to vote?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is it. I have seen the future, and I'm turning around. I'm putting the car in reverse.
All right, let's pick Zachary's brain for all
okay.
it's worth.
Okay, so what do we have to do? But I want to start with these. I think the joke has to be a girl hearing the Beatles for the first time, her reaction is priceless. So I was thinking that Matt could begin with a video of the Beatles,
right.
And the text could appear over that image of the Beatles. What okay. do you think, Zach?
It's got to be a compelling video. Like Matt said, I mean, you're vying for eyes. And so since it's stock footage, TikTok's a lot of people, you know, not a lot of old video.
Right. So we got to make sure you include the cute one.
Okay.
That would, original. That would be George.
No, that's Paul.
That'd be George.
I have a video of all four of them. But it is, like he's saying, it's like the stock footage. I don't know.
Okay. But the joke doesn't work if you can't see a cute baby because that tips the joke.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, you have to.
Well, why not do a juxtaposition where you have it's a woman and it says that, and maybe she's holding a Beatles record or something, and then you're just going to change it at the end to the baby crying.
I don't think you can see another human figure before you see the baby.
A super, super hot woman, Andy, holding Abbey Road.
Or maybe hands. Yeah, maybe some hands. Maybe the
hands holding. You mean hands holding the album?
I don't think the Beatles.
You think that's better than the four Beatles on Ed Sullivan playing?
Tell Zachary that he's given us a lot to think about.
What do you think, Matt?
Zachary, you've given us a lot to think about.
Okay, hold on. Ken, you don't know how to do it. Ken, you don't know how to do it. Go ahead.
What do I think? I do agree that there has to be something, and like I don't
know.
Why
not the four Beatles?
It could work. It could be something better. What would be better? I don't know.
All right, let's just build this. Let's just.
Right now, I have a video of a baby crying.
Yes.
And I have the Beatles.
Okay.
Those are the two things I have.
Let's do the Beatles, but kind of wash it out like they're in the deep background. It's kind of black and white. It's you almost have to squint to make them out.
Sounds good.
You've given us a lot to think about.
Okay, just do that, and then how do you make this text appear? And then we should have a woman saying, a girl hearing the Beatles for the first time.
Okay, this is something I can do.
Okay, all great. Right,
so with TikTok, right?
You can alter your voice.
You can talk into it and record, and then there's like they have different filters.
Great. You don't have to explain it. Let's do it. I love it.
Well, I have to... All right, well,
you do it, and we're going to listen to a little bit of the Don McLean.
This is Don McLean's new song about his ex-wife. This is a real release.
Time on me.
No, start at the beginning.
Spend some money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've been telling you this guy is a jerk. How many years, Ken? 30 years?
Yeah, nobody believed you. Now, this song is the proof.
His ex-wife, believe me. This is a song called The Meanest Girl he wrote about his ex-wife. Listen to this.
You're the meanest girl that I ever knew.
This is for real.
Did you know it? Well, you are. You're the meanest girl that I ever knew by far.
I think he's
You're
trying
an empty vessel.
Oh, God.
You're a loaded gun. You're a Nazi general.
And bear in mind,
you ain't too much fun.
He beat her.
Yeah, exactly.
He beat her.
Yeah.
You are really stupid.
You are really stupid.
And you're ugly, too.
Can you believe it?
Your face is full of worry lines from all the mean you do.
It's sure no idiot, Wynn.
'Cause you're the meanest girl that I ever knew.
But here, we turn it down for a second. You know, I think he's trying to do, this is giving him too much credit to me, I think that he's trying to do Positively 4th Street. So isn't it? You remember, Dylan's song?
Oh, yeah, great.
You've got a lot of nerve.
Yeah,
he's kind of.
That's true, great song.
Yeah, but it's kind of a bitter, cutting song about an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, it's one of the best hate songs ever.
It is, but it's so artful and fun compared to this. Listen to this.
You should spend some money and buy a personality.
I think he stole that line from you.
Yeah, well, I have used that line. I've never been prouder. I should sue him. I should arbitrate. Hey, I should get part credit for the meanest girl. You should wear the COVID mask. You should keep the COVID mask on. He's singing to his ex-wife.
Yeah, the mother of his two children.
Here's what I think we should do as a group. We should go to every concert of his and just keep requesting this song.
The Meanest Girl.
Hey, sing The Meanest Girl.
Yelling, and then, yeah, don't let him hide behind
even during,
hide the fact that he put this out.
And then even during American Pie, Meanest Girl. And then after he sings Meanest Girl, sing it again.
Well, he is playing at the State Theater in New Brunswick.
Oh, you got to go.
Coming up.
You got to go.
Maybe we should have a listener meetup down there.
Yeah,
and all
that.
Yell out The Meanest Girl.
We should sing along. You should wear a COVID mask
when the germ is gone.
You're the living end. You're the living end. You have been deleted. Now I'm pressing send. You know, Cole Porter used to write what he called list songs. Like, you're the top. You're,
right,
you know,
right.
He would just make all these lists. So this is in that tradition.
Whew. It's so awful.
It's just ugly.
Yeah. And thanks to Bob Barth for telling the world about this song.
And now I can't believe we're giving him airplay. Is he getting money from this?
No.
He's
no,
not?
No, because we're talking over it. And I don't know if it's a reporting week, but I'm not reporting it.
That'll teach him.
Yeah.
That'll teach him. That eighth of a cent is going in our pocket. Oh, my God. You had all the best. Now you're an embarrassment. Can you believe it? You're really just a pest. You're really just a pest. But you're the meanest girl that I ever knew. This makes me want to... Okay, wait. This makes me want to dig up. Remember that article he wrote about me?
Oh, yeah.
That he sent a letter in about me?
Yep.
He called me a pest, didn't he?
He called you a doofus.
Yeah, doofus. Yeah, I was not a pest.
In the end, you were a doofus.
Yeah.
And the worst kind of doofus.
Yeah, a hipster doofus. Like, I was a hipster doofus. Oh, wait, I think that's from Seinfeld.
Yeah, that's Kramer, the
yeah.
discussion of...
Oh, my yeah. God. But he never called me a pest. I can take, you know, at least I have that going for me.
Yeah. And,
boy, she must have gotten under his skin.
Well, she had him arrested and
yeah.
charged with abuse.
I think he's upset that she didn't go down after the first hit.
She won.
Guys hate that.
She won $10 million from him. So
yeah.
I'd say she came out on top.
And I know her. I know there's. I know there's tension and conflict with the daughters.
Yeah, the daughter, his oldest daughter, disowned him and said that she too had been abused by Don McLean, and she has nothing to do with him anymore.
I do have this fantasy. God forbid I lose Beth. God forbid something horrible happens to Beth. This is the worst fantasy ever.
It is.
God forbid.
Yeah, God forbid.
And then what? And then my next stage in life, Act Three, would be going up to Maine, seducing the former Mrs. McLean. The meanest girl. You probably know where it's the meanest girl.
Yeah.
Even though she can be a bit of a pest.
Trish.
Oh, yeah, Trish. And then inheriting that American Pie money. And just, that's all I want in life.
That's quite an elaborate plan.
That's my revenge plan. And just following Don McLean yeah. in my little boat.
It's kind
hey,
of
Hey, Don. Hey, you have a boat too? Me too, Don. You have any...
All right, Matt, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I put the videos together. I just need to say the lines out
yes,
loud.
Yes, okay, so we have right. to be quiet.
Okay, we got to be quiet now.
Okay, no more calls from any members of the sheaves.
Well, let me see if anybody, if I don't know if any of them are calling.
Maybe they should have their own line, hotline.
Good idea, sheaves hotline. All right, we got to be quiet.
All
right. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
All right.
No, wait, no, Matt, read it like it's kind of conversational, like it's very friendly.
Just so you know,
I'm
putting it through a filter.
I know.
So it's going to sound very different from my voice when it's
done. Yeah, we understand.
We understand, but I mean the tone of it
so, like,
should be.
A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time, her reaction is priceless.
Yes, perfect. Even friendlier, yes.
A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time, her reaction is priceless.
Great. Okay.
Perfect.
All
now,
right.
Now you can. Now you
did
can.
Did you record those?
No, those were. I those was were. Just
that, was your, that, wait, that was your audition.
Those were.
Yeah,
practice.
I was just trying. Okay. I wanted to make sure it sounded.
Well, let me
good.
Talk to my co-director. What do you think about that new kid that came in?
I think he's got it.
I think he has. Yeah, I think he's talented, but he has serious emotional problems. I'm going to ask him about any recent books he's read.
Okay.
Maybe that'll give
good,
us some insight
good idea.
Into his personality. Hey, Matt, could you come back in?
Sure. Sure.
Hey, Matt, I'm just wondering if you've read any good books lately.
Oh, no, haven't.
Yeah. Perfect. He's clay. He's putty in our hands. We can mold him into anything we want.
Okay, we have to be quiet now.
Okay, right, here we right, go. Right, he's going right. to record. Okay, this is an actual take.
All right. A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. Her reaction is priceless.
And you can make that sound like that you're a young woman?
Well, I might have
he
to
can,
re-record
He can
him.
Make himself sound like Patricia right, McLean.
Can you put up the volume for it?
Yeah.
See how it sounds?
Oh, no, we don't want to hear the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. This is the problem.
Oh, no, wait, what?
I got to try again.
Okay, yeah, we can't have the Beatles in the background.
All right, hold on. Let me.
Now, is there any way to, now this is, I'm sorry to even give you this note, but is there any way to raise your voice a little bit, like higher octave?
So no, it, no, it, no, it'll do that. It'll do that.
A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little more intimate, like a little softer.
Yeah, let me just try. I gotta re-edit.
A girl hearing, wait, can I do it?
I guess technically, yeah.
Why not? Wait, I'm in the union.
It's going to sound exactly, no matter whether you do it or I do it, it's going to sound like the same
just
voice.
Let Matt do it.
Just let me do it.
Fine. Just let Matt do
sorry,
it.
Sorry, I just had fine. To quickly try to edit this real quick.
And, hey, I wonder which one of us, Matt or me, spends all day, 7 hours a day, up your butt, Ken, kissing and smooching. I think that would be Matt.
Yeah, that is Matt. He's gotten really good working in the dark.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's not busy reading.
Right. You need a flashlight.
Reading would cut into his smooching.
Yeah, you need a halogen flashlight when you go up there.
When I go up your tush?
Yeah. Pussy.
All right, let me just see.
Wait, did you just call me a pussy because I didn't, because I have to have a flashlight when I crawl up your tush?
Yeah.
Okay, great. That's the low point. If you're wondering what the low point is in this hour. We've hit it.
Can you put up the volume? I just want to make sure this isn't.
The out-of-town money was on the sheaves calling, but no.
Okay, good. I
think okay, here we go.
All right, I got to re-record it, though, right?
Okay, yes. Yeah.
We got to be quiet.
Okay.
Okay, let me just get my lines out.
Go ahead.
All right, let's see. A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. Her reaction is priceless.
We'll just buy it.
Good job.
Okay.
Matt's available for voiceovers, by the way.
Yeah.
Role-playing games, narration.
Yeah, Matt's available films. For almost anything. Almost anything, by the way.
Not anything.
Almost anything.
All right, let's see. Can we see if this works now?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Think it should work?
Okay, here we go. Oh no. You can't have the Beatles.
All right, let's see if it works now.
Okay, Matt is editing,
see, I told
editing
you.
This TikTok.
I told you, I'm not an expert
well,
in
we
this.
We got to get Zach made. Maybe Zach could do it long distance, can he?
Can
no. Can he edit this?
No, this is, no, that's throwing a real wrench in the works.
I'm not sure why it's playing the Beatles. I took the sound out of it. Maybe we need to not have the Beatles in it.
No, we have to have something. We have to have a visual. Wait, let's get Zach back on the phone. 201-209-9368. Zach, I want the Beatles visually on the screen.
Hi, Zachary. You're on the air.
This is not Zach. Hello?
Okay, can you do your best, Zachary?
Sure. Yeah, I can't believe it got through.
I can't believe it. Yeah. Welcome back, Zachary. We need your help.
Okay.
Do you know how to manipulate and
take this.
Yes, go ahead.
If you really want to make this baby cry.
Yes.
You don't play the Beatles, you play the Sheaves.
Yeah. Thank
and
you.
They're not going to have enough money to sue you for copyright.
Yeah, that's true. No, the Sheaves are strapped for money. I'm surprised they could afford to go through the Holland Tunnel.
Well, they made it all the way from Phoenix.
I'm surprised they didn't come across the river on a raft, frankly. Okay, thanks for calling. All right.
Hi, Zachary. You're on the air.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, do you have FFmpeg?
Wait, hold on.
On the computer that you're running, Matt?
Matt, do you have this?
Not on a computer. This is just on my phone.
This is just on a phone.
Oh, you're just on your phone?
I might have fixed it.
Okay.
Post the link of the video you want to the chat board, and then I'll post a link back to the...
Oh,
the
Zach can build it. Yes, okay. Post it all to...
I think I might...
Okay, let's just go, but if it doesn't work, we'll just let Matt do it.
Let Matt talk for a second.
Yeah, fine. I think...
Is he almost done talking?
No, he hasn't even started.
No, he did start. I see him talking.
I believe he's trying to say...
He's posting it.
Everyone. I believe Matt's trying to say that he thinks he's figured it out.
Okay.
I think I just had to reset the app is a little wonky.
Okay. Go ahead.
So I think
if I do it now,
the Beatles will be edited out.
Okay, you mean the audio?
The audio.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. Zach, don't go anywhere.
All right, everyone, I'm going to do it again.
Go. Okay, kind of conversational, all very soft, almost like you're seducing someone.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time, her reaction is priceless.
Great. Good going.
Okay, let's make it happen.
Man, he is a voiceover king.
Yeah, he is.
He's done a lot of voices for video games and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, he's great.
He's in a movie. He actually got a part in an upcoming movie.
You know, he's sitting right here. He can hear everything you're saying.
Well, he's working on your TikTok video.
Yeah.
To make you an influencer.
Okay.
Who are your hero influencers?
Who are your hero influencers?
I don't have any.
We have an influencer. Wait, okay. Matt's having trouble. Wait, Zach, hang on. Zach, we might need you, buddy.
All right, well, I'm looking for the video to download.
Oh, okay. I know who my favorite influencer is.
It doesn't matter, Ken. Okay, hey, can you send Zach all the videos?
I can try to.
No, okay. let Matt. Matt's...
We have 21 minutes. I'm trying to launch my TikTok career.
Yeah, we got the stakes here, Ken.
Zach is at his computer. He can do it. Wait, is Matt working on commission? I don't understand.
No, he thinks he's got it figured out. Let him try.
He's been trying. He's been a guy. I thank him for trying. But he's working on an
Matt
iPhone.
Got it. Matt, did you eat your Heritage Flakes today?
No.
You got the energy?
I did not. I already ate all my Heritage Flakes.
Okay.
Oh, Matt, that's why. That's why you're struggling.
Okay. Okay. I don't understand the reference.
You got to try them with the blueberries. Anyone else? Ken, did you have some? I know Matt ate the first box quickly.
Oh, yeah. No, I eat blueberries every day.
With the Heritage Flakes?
No. No, I remove all the Heritage Flakes.
When I inherit all that American Pie money, when I marry Patricia McClain, I'm kissing all of you guys goodbye. It's the last you'll see of me.
What kind of boat are you getting?
Whatever Patricia wants.
Makes sense.
Paddleboard?
I'm going to be the husband that doesn't beat her. That's how she'll tell us
apart.
Something
bigger.
I'm going to be the husband that doesn't sing. God, you know what we should do next week? Seriously, I will get her number. We got to call this woman. No. We got to call this woman and talk about that song.
She's probably...
No. She knows who I am.
I know.
Because of the article I wrote about him, she responded to it.
I know.
Okay, we've got to get her on the air.
She's probably barred by law from speaking publicly ill.
No.
She got $10 million
from
him.
No, she talks about him all the time. Whenever he's appearing anywhere, she releases a statement.
What, do you follow her on?
No, whenever he's appearing anywhere and he gets any attention from anyone, she has a statement reminding people.
Seriously?
Yeah, that he was convicted of spousal abuse. Because I've seen it a couple times over the years.
Wow.
No, she would love. It would be so much fun to talk to her about that song, and go through it line by line.
Oh yeah, great idea.
Yeah, she sounds like a monster.
I'm up for it.
Yeah, I mean, she sounds horrific. If the song is even 30% accurate,
she's a Nazi general.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, does that mean you have to turn her in for? She's been running that long.
Let me tell you, Hitler was the worst Nazi, but the Nazi generals—they don't get. I'm not letting them off either. They were bad.
Yeah.
They were bad.
Like Rommel.
Yeah, like Rommel. That's right, Ken. Like Rommel.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He's the only Nazi general
Ed
I can
Sullivan,
think of.
Ed Sullivan, you said?
Was he a Nazi general?
All right, wait. We got to get. We've got to get.
I'm almost there. Just well, keep talking. I'm almost there.
No, it's like Matt. It's like talking to Joe Biden. Matt, let it go.
What was Rommel's nickname? The Desert.
Yeah, the Desert Fox. That's right,
Desert Fox.
Yeah. Matt, let it go. Matt, you did a great job. You got us here. You got us this far.
Was Goebbels a general?
Matt, no. Goebbels was, I think, in charge of propaganda.
Yeah, but was, okay. But he must have had a title.
Well, we know he had one testicle. That's what we know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What happened to the other one?
Great question, Ken. Great question with 18 minutes to go this week. That's exactly the kind of stuff I was hoping to get into. Okay.
I think.
Okay. Do you have our intro?
I think so.
Okay. So let me see.
Let's see it from the beginning. All right. I'm going to show you.
Hang on, Zachary.
Hold on.
A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Her reaction is priceless.
Why is there
a little delay?
Yeah, but can we fix
that? But I can fix that.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
All right. All right.
Okay.
You got it?
Okay.
Rolling?
No, yeah, got it. We're good, Zachary.
Matt's got it.
I think he's got it.
Matt's on it. And I apologize. I owe him an apology.
I told you. I got it.
Matt, I owe you an apology.
I had to download YouTube.
Well, Zachary, do you have any other Nazi generals you want to talk about? Because we need to.
Want to talk about any of them, but Andy brought them up, so I was trying to be respectful to the host.
You know who I think is the most frightful of all the Nazi generals?
Who?
Patricia McClain.
Yeah. I know, man.
I think she is. There would be a piece of fan fiction.
She makes the Desert Fox look like Marcia Brady.
Historical fiction.
She makes the Desert Fox look like the Desert Puppy. Okay, his original
Andy's
nickname.
Restless leg syndrome tonight, man. It's.
Would you, if I can find Patricia McClain, if I can contact her, wouldn't that be a great interview?
Yeah, I would love
week?
To do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay. I would love it too.
Yeah.
And then, you know what we would do? We would talk to her, and then we'd promote his New Brunswick concert. And then we'd talk to her again for 10 minutes, and then promote his New Brunswick concert.
We have to get a whole bunch of people to go to the New Brunswick concert.
I'm not going to sit through a Don McLean concert.
You just go in, and you yell the meanest girl a couple of times.
There's always a danger.
20 minutes, Andy.
If you go to a Don McLean concert, there's always a danger that he's going to sing Starry, Starry Night. You know that's true.
It's not a danger. I mean, it's guaranteed.
Ask for the band so you can walk back in. Just say you need to step outside.
Guaranteed to happen, Andy. He's going to sing Starry, Starry Night.
Okay. You be Don McLean. You start singing Starry, Starry Night, and I'll be me in the third row. Go ahead.
You all might remember this one. Starry, Starry Night.
The meanest girl! Sing the meanest girl! We want the meanest girl.
That's a reenactment of what it's going to be like at the State Theater on Livingston Avenue in New Brunswick at the upcoming Don McLean show.
Get
your tickets now.
Don, you got to sing it. Don't let her off the hook.
Okay. Here we go. A long, long
meanest girl.
Time ago.
Sing that song about the ex-wife that could take a punch.
Oh, you mean till the swelling goes down?
Oh, yeah, till the swelling goes down. That was the song I wrote with Don McLean.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we collaborated.
You did, yeah. Check out the archives for that one. Andy actually co-wrote a song with Don McLean.
Yeah, we found another guy named Don McLean. Was he Canadian? I can't remember. But his name was Don McLean.
Yeah, he was Australian or something.
Australian. Yeah. And he agreed to share credit, and we wrote a song together.
Yep.
Till the swelling goes down about the end of his marriage.
All right, Zachary, I think Maddie Warwick is ready. Thanks for helping us out.
Okay, here we go, Maddie.
Okay, look, I'm trying.
Yeah.
Okay,
my
here we
best.
Go.
Okay. I think I got it.
Okay, here we go. Right? Let's go.
Let's give it a listen.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Hold it up.
It's looping back around. It's in edit mode, so I can't just start
it. Okay, but you have to have it go a minute.
Look, right now we're at 24 seconds.
No, then just loop it like three times.
Beatles for the first time. Her reaction is priceless.
That sounds just like Patricia.
Oh, no. Okay. But where's the Beatles? I don't hear them.
Oh no. Hold on.
The music should kick in just when she starts crying.
Just when she starts crying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But really,
no,
loud.
Even a second before she starts.
Okay,
crying.
Yeah, fine. Thank you, Ken. Yeah.
All right, so it'll be
like a studio note.
Well, it doesn't make sense for her to be.
The music's got to start before that.
Okay, but really loud.
That's as loud.
That's pretty damn loud.
Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Let me see.
It's going to look like this.
Yeah. Can we hear her crying?
I can make her louder.
Yeah, make her louder.
Okay.
I guess you should make the Beatles a little less loud, you know, when you're mixing it.
Listen to Andy, the regular Steve Albini.
I know. He told me he wanted it very quiet, and now he's saying he wants it
really
loud.
Well,
you got
to hear the baby crying. And then it has to be a minute. That's...
Well, I can loop the baby crying again.
Yeah,
It's the same baby. So it's just gonna
who cares? Who cares? Yeah, loop it. We need to hit a minute.
All right, so I'll just loop.
Even if no one listens or watches for the whole
I guess Don McLean's playing the Libby Bowl in Ojai, California.
All right.
We can't. I don't want to hear her squealing with delight.
No, all right. I'll
kill that.
I'll kill the baby with delight.
Is there any way to just come up on the baby crying? There's no way to crop it, to crop that 2 seconds
There's
out?
General Burkhalter from Hogan's Heroes was a Nazi general, but I think he was only a TV
Wait,
Nazi
hold on,
general.
Matt, do you know what I mean? Can you go right from that intro to the first thing you see is the baby crying?
I can do that.
Can you edit? Just edit those 3 seconds. Yeah, man.
All right.
Man, this is what it's like on the set of all Andy's Monk episodes.
No, it's not.
Andy's just like... Andy's like a Nazi general.
Well, no. Comedy writers do argue over words and even pauses and punctuation. Yeah. And look, when you're writing a joke, the wrong word is a joke killer.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm an expert at inserting the wrong words.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, that's what... You put in 10,000 hours and you get a...
And you put in the wrong word?
Feel. Well, you start to get a feel for what works and what doesn't. And
mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of a joke where you put in the wrong word?
Oh, it's a great... I wish I had something on the top of my head.
I think I have to loop this baby like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah. You do whatever you want.
All right.
Oh, by the way, coming up at 7 o'clock, Honky Tonk Radio Girl is filling in for Weekly World Blues again.
That's great, Ken. You know what? I wrote a joke. I don't write a lot of stand-up jokes, but I wrote a joke for the Academy Awards.
Oh, for Steve Martin?
Yeah, for Steve Martin. Uh-huh. And I was really proud of the joke. And I think, if I remember, he kind of muffed it. He kind of flipped a couple of words.
Oh, and I think he talked about it. He referenced it in that new 2-part Steve Martin documentary.
He did about that joke.
There was a joke of yours that he definitely makes reference to.
That he says he.
I can't remember the details now, but I remember I called you and I told you about it.
I don't think that was my joke. I wouldn't take credit for. I'm sure.
No, it
I
was
remember.
Definitely an Andy Breckman joke.
Well, no
question.
Well, it might sound like an Andy Breckman joke because I've been ripping off Steve Martin for my whole career.
It was Steve Martin and Martin Short going back and forth reading jokes to one another.
Yeah.
And Steve Martin was reading from like a WordPress document or a Word document. And he read one of your jokes. No question.
That can't be true.
It's definitely true.
I only wrote for him for those two Oscars.
This was an incredibly offensive joke.
Oh, well, then it might be mine.
Yeah, that you wrote that he did not use, but he still had it in this document.
I still would be very surprised. I haven't seen the special. But I
the special's great.
But, you know, I absorbed his attitude and his timing and his sensibility. And Letterman's, too. Oh, hey, I should mention my friend. You know who listens to this show?
Who?
My friend Tom Gammel. I was talking to him on the way in.
Hi, Tom Gammel.
And he can tell you that I had real high hopes for this hour.
Yes.
He can tell you how disappointed I probably am.
Okay, Matt,
listen,
what do you got?
Okay, I think go. I got it.
Okay, here we go. Let's
here
go.
We go.
All right,
okay,
ready?
Yes.
A girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. Her reaction is priceless.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Wait, let it go.
At some point, music stops because the song ends.
Why?
It's only at the end.
Do we have a minute?
We have a minute.
Okay,
now.
Well, the joke's over by now.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to stay listening.
All right, post it.
That's really
Matt.
Funny.
Right, post
okay,
it.
Wait, okay, now hold on. Now,
we
how
need
can
a
people.
Description on the thing, though.
Oh, okay. It would be girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. Can that be the description?
Yeah.
Girl hearing the Beatles for the first time. And then, can you add her reaction is priceless? I mean, how long?
I mean, it's just in the bottom, so.
Okay, Girl Hearing the Beatles for the First Time. Now, how can we get our listeners? Let's say, hypothetically, we have a dozen listeners.
No, I say we have 20.
20 listeners. How can we get them on board? How can we mobilize them?
Once Matt posts it, they should go to the WFMU TikTok.
Okay, well, let's wait till we post it.
All
okay.
right, yeah. So right now it just says Girl Hearing the Beatles.
For the first time.
For the first. Hashtag Beatles, by the way.
Okay.
For the first time.
Okay, great.
Exclamation point.
No. Dot, dot, dot. No.
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Sorry.
Oh, my
it's
God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
That's
Matt.
An example. That's just
Should
the
I add
anal-
a location to it?
What does that mean?
I don't know. It tags the location.
Can't you say WFMU?
Probably, right?
Okay, that's a good location. That's an example of why I can't collaborate with people. I can't delegate. I can't
You collaborated with Steve Martin.
No, I mean, that's just sitting in a writer's room and throwing jokes at. But I don't have a writing partner.
Right.
Okay.
I can't delegate. I can't.
How about your brother?
Well, yeah, I'm older than my brother, so the buck stops with me.
Right.
So I get the final say. It's kind of like you're as closest I've ever come to a real partner, to an equal partner.
Huh.
Oh, I thought I could say that and it would not laugh. Let me try it again.
No, you've given me a lot
Let
to
me try
think
it.
About.
Hold on. Ken, you're the closest I've ever had to an equal. Wait, I can do this. Give me a second. Ken, you're the. Hold on. Ken, you are the closest I've ever... Okay, I can't do it.
You can't do it.
I can't say it.
Hey, let Matt post.
Okay, here we go. Okay, all ready? Right. Okay, we're launching.
Three, two, one.
Yeah, our money troubles are over. The station is solvent.
Go, ByteDance, go.
Okay, so now we need people to go on TikTok. I don't have an account. Do you have an account, Ken?
It's loading right
now. No, I don't have an account.
It doesn't go instantly to TikTok? Or is there...
It's at 97. There he is.
Wait, it's up?
It's up.
That's it.
It's up. And now we want listeners to go to the WFMU TikTok.
Wait, you mean there's nobody at TikTok?
At WFMU Radio is the...
Okay.
Yeah, WFMU Radio is the official WFMU TikTok.
There's nobody vetting it? There's nobody like at TikTok?
Hell no, Andy.
There are a lot of bots. So there's a chance someone's going to be like, that I could get a notification in like a couple minutes like...
That we're taking it down?
Done.
Because they'd recognize the baby crying?
Yeah, I don't know.
Andy, we only have 5 minutes left. We got to tell people what to do.
Okay, how do you? What? Okay, you go to TikTok. It's two words: TIK, right?
Forget that.
What?
Our official account on TikTok is WFMU Radio.
It's two words. TIK.
We have zero views right now.
That's not good.
We want people to look at it to comment on it.
Yeah.
And what do they do? And what else do they do? That favorite
like
it? Like it.
You can comment on it.
And you can send money to the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
By comparison, Don McLean's The Meanest Girl is kicking our butt right now.
Oh, absolutely. But wait until next week's show.
Oh, man. I'm going to call her Patricia
McLean.
Patricia
McLean. Well, she's probably not using the name McLean anymore.
I bet she is, just to drive him crazy. And it worked.
Yeah, she drove him crazy already.
He's over the edge.
We have six views now.
We do?
Yeah.
We do?
Oh, you are on the way, Andy.
Wait, that's it, baby.
You're on the way to 100,000
views. You're literally almost passing my one video.
Beth, if you're listening, go to the mailbox, honey.
9 views.
Beth, there's a surprise for you in the mailbox.
What's the surprise in the mailbox?
A check from TikTok.
I don't think that's how
it works.
5 likes. 5 likes.
One favorite. Someone favorited it.
Okay, wait. How do you do this? Wait, tell them again how to find it, Ken.
You go to TikTok, look for WFMU Radio.
TikTok is two words.
Comments.
It's not
two comments.
Go ahead.
TikTok is one word.
Oh, I'm sorry. Correction. TikTok is one word. Go ahead, Ken. Go.
WFMU Radio is the account. It's the only video we have. The only thing up
the
there.
The only video we need. We're launched, baby.
And we want you to look at
7 likes.
We want you to like it.
4 comments.
Comment on it.
How many likes does The Meanest Girl have? I hate to be this competitive and petty.
Oh, let's see. I'm looking at it on YouTube.
Yeah, go ahead on YouTube.
And it has...
How many thumbs up?
15.
We can beat it.
Only 15 thumbs up.
We can beat
it. We've got 8.
We've got 8. We're over halfway
there. We've got to beat The Meanest Girl by Don McLean.
9. We have 9.
Oh, likes. Only this 6 to go.
3 favorites.
This is my
16 views.
This is what I live for. What a small, petty little man I am.
Oh, and by the way,
can you imagine being me? Can you imagine that, Matt?
Hey, congratulations to Leslie Goldfarb,
yeah,
our 10,000th donor.
10,000 donors, and how many TikTok views?
18.
Yes, we beat Don McLean.
Eat our dust, Don McLean.
Oh, it's beautiful.
22.
I can't wait to tell Patricia McLean, his ex.
Yeah.
She'll be so proud of me. Okay, so wait, tell people again where it is. Gone, baby.
It's on TikTok at WFMU Radio.
Thanks, Matt.
One word. What's the name of the video? It's called...
Girl Hearing the Beatles.
Girl Hearing the Beatles.
For the first time.
It's the only video we have. You could probably also just search on TikTok.
That's the beginning and the end of my digital career.
It's better than your Instagram career.
Yes,
I don't know if you remember, we tried to make the perfect Instagram video, and this went much better than that.
Yeah, with 15 likes. How many likes, Matt?
13.
Wait, it went 13? Down? We lost?
No.
It went down? People withdrew their likes?
We had 16.
People reconsidered?
But we had 18
before. We had 18. Matt is... See, this is... I tell you, you hire these illiterate kids...
You said how many views do you have?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I answered the question.
How many likes do we have?
17.
Great.
Okay.
Still beat Don McLean.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Jeremiah.
Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Zachary, and everybody who helped. Thank you, Matt Warwick.
Okay, so you go to WFMU. You did great. So wait, it's TikTok. It's one word, apparently.
And then you go to app. You have to download the app first.
You got to download the app first.
All right.
And then you go to
sign up for an account.
Hashtag WFMU.
No.
Is that right?
No.
Just go
at
to
WFMU Radio.
At WFMU Radio. And then it's Girl Hearing the Beatles.
It's the only video. You don't even have to worry about that. It's the only video on the account.
Right. But if you're driving or operating heavy machinery, you have to pull over and stop. It's that funny.
It's on. Yes.
Right.
You can even watch it while you're driving.
Yeah.
It is hilarious.
Hilarious.
Oh, Don McLean just got another light.
Oh, because that's...
We're at 20.
Okay. We're still beating him. This is WFMU East Orange.
He's come back to haunt me.
WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Honky Tonk Radio Girl filling in once again for Matt Fiveash and Weekly World Blues tonight, followed by her own program, Honky Tonk Radio Girl. Thanks, everybody. Stay tuned.
Hey there, folks, and welcome to Weekly World Blues. My name is Becky, and I'm in for Mr. Matt Fiveash this sweltering Wednesday evening. I'm going to be playing blues, R&B, that kind of stuff for you for the next hour. I'm really excited about the records that I brought and to play them for you. And this is the last week I'll be doing a fill-in. It's been for Matt, at least for right now, it's been a great 3 weeks. And next up I'll do my own show. But for right now, let's hear from Little Buck. You're listening to WFMU.
Girl in town, but I go for you, baby, from your head to your feet. So be my so fine, oh, so sweet. I want your name and your address and your phone number too. I'm so very pleased to meet you. I'd like to call on you, 'cause I go for you, baby, from your head to your feet. So be my so fine, oh, so sweet. Maybe steal a kiss or two, 'cause I go for you, baby, from your head to your feet. So be my so fine and oh so sweet. So be my so fine.
Still want me, if somewhere down the line, if you find that you still want me, remember that I told you that I love you, our love would always be, somewhere, oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. I just can't forget you, pretty baby, and I'm so tired of trying. The more I try to forget you, the more you on my mind. But somewhere, oh, you're gonna find that you still want me. If you ever think about me, baby, if I ever cross your mind, if you ever think about me, baby, if you ever change your mind, just let me up, baby. I won't be hard to find, but somewhere you're gonna need me. Somewhere, just look for me. Love you.
Mm-hmm.